A full football hour coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Falcons, college, and more. So don't go anywhere. But with a little shorty segment here, I wanted to squeeze in just some Braves conversation real quick. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle with you until 10. The Braves made some quick moves today. And by that, I mean Walt Weiss immediately is deciding who he wants and who he does not want on his staff. Freddy Gonzalez, Tony Goodwin, and who am I forgetting? Oh, Rick Krenitz are all not going to be back next year. So you're going to have a new pitching coach, first base coach, and third base coach. And they made a decision on one of those positions today, and that is to bring in Jeremy Hefner. Now, if you don't know who he is, he's a former pitcher, had a career in the MLB, wasn't very good. And now he's turned into a pitching coach. And the reason I know so much about him is because he was with the New York Mets the last couple of years. And if y'all don't know by now, I'm from New York. I do keep tabs on the local squads from back in the day, as well as obviously everything going on here in Atlanta. And this guy, Jeremy Hefner, is viewed as a pitching guru. He is viewed as a guy that is one of the most up-and-coming, analytically driven, smartest young pitching minds out there. And he did with the Mets a miracle job in 2024 with an incomplete and injured staff and got them to the NLCS. And that was sort of his crowning achievement as a pitching coach. And then this year, it all blew up in everybody's face and injuries and all that. So he wasn't able to replicate it. So they decided to move on. And I think this is a very good move for Atlanta. Jeremy Hefner really knows his stuff. So I am excited about this hire. Do I think it'll make all the difference in the world? No, of course not. Don't confuse what I'm saying. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying, Oren, that the hire of Jeremy Hefner is going to be the saving grace for the Atlanta Braves, but it's going to help. He really is good. He took guys like Sean Manaea and I don't even know, just guys that you've never even heard of and made them into really, really good starters and relievers for the Mets. I mean, just guys that come out of nowhere and were not only good, but good enough to get that team to an NLCS just a season ago. And now he's coming here to Atlanta. So I'm actually excited about that. So along with that, Double A, Alex Anthopoulos, joined Dukes and Bell right here on 92.9 The Game yesterday. And he was talking about the pitching and how it needs to be a priority in the offseason.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And I agree. I mean, look, we, even when things didn't go as planned in 24, we made the postseason and won more games that year than we did the year we won the World Series. We won 89 and won 88 the year in 21 we got to the World Series. This year to get to the postseason was 83 wins. So, but we pitched. We led in ERA, and we had a great rotation with Schwellenbach, Fried, obviously, Morton, Ronaldo Lopez, and Sale. And then we came into the year with Strider, Schwellenbach, Ronaldo Lopez, Sale, and Grant Holmes, who did a good job before he got hurt. The issue that we're trying to balance right now is a lot of those guys got hurt, almost all of them, right? But really, for the season, you're looking at three of those five, and then you have guys like Smith, Sharp, and so on. So a lot of them are doing really well. Schwellenbach's completely healed. He feels great. Grant Holmes looks like he's over the hump. We'll find out in spring. But he's still in bullpens and live BPs, batting practice, and all that kind of stuff. So he's doing really well. Ronaldo Lopez threw before he was gone for the offseason, and he's great. So everything points to them projecting being strong, being totally healthy. And then obviously Sale finished on the mound upright, and Strider we think will continue to get better, just further removed from surgery and rehabbing and all that. Look, that being said, what happened this year happened, right? They missed time. They got hurt. You know, can we count on 30 starts from these guys? Can we count on 160 to 180 innings? We're trying to work through that. And regardless, you're going to need depth. And obviously we have guys like Kirsten Waldrip and guys like Bryce Elder and some of these other guys we got at the end of the year, like Wentz and so on. Starters is definitely on that, on our list to go shop for this offseason. So I would say shortstop is a priority. And I would say a starter, at least one, is something that we're definitely going to explore. And that's why when you asked about other spots, you know, closer, DH, things like that, those are things that we'll talk about. But I would say shortstop and starter are definitely areas that we're going to talk a lot about.
Well, right now they don't have a shortstop, so I would hope that would be a priority because Haesung Kim opted out of his deal. So not exactly blossoming at the shortstop position right now. One more from AA, and then we'll get right back to the football here on Chris Thomas Tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He was talking about how Walt Weiss is going to be his own dude and not be Brian Snicker 2.0.
Yeah, and look, we're obviously going to find out when that happens. But look, obviously, you know, people talk Braves way and this and that. Braves way is really damn good. You know what I mean? It's really successful.
Fair enough.
And, like, the fact that we even say Braves way, like, you wouldn't say it. I don't want to disparage anybody else, but we say it because, you know, the Braves are a big-time brand and big-time success. And when I walked in the door here, when I first got the job, I'm like, wow, I got to keep this thing going. You know, I understand they had lost 90 games 3 years in a row, but the Braves are viewed as an elite franchise organization that's won a lot. And look, you know, I've been really fortunate in my 8 years with Snit. He was obviously doing it a little bit before me as the manager, but we had 7 postseasons in a row, 6 divisions in a row, World Series. I mean, sign me up again. You know what I mean? Sign me up again. But look, they're totally 2 different people. When I was assistant GM in Toronto, and my GM was J.P. Ricciardi. He was great. I'm grateful for the opportunity. We are 2 totally different individuals. Now, he did the job. He did a great job, but he had his own style. He had his own thoughts, beliefs. I had my own style and thoughts, beliefs. So it was easy to say, well, it's probably one and the same. They work together and so on. If I was gone today and you gave any of my assistants the job, I guarantee you it'd be totally different. And as much as Snit and Bobby Cox have a great relationship and Snit reveres him and Bobby loves Snit, they're different as well. I got to work a year with Bobby in 2018 before he had the stroke. And they're 2 totally different people. Now, they share a lot of the same values, but they're different. They're different the way they lead. They're different the way they go about it. And I would tell you, which is normal, Walt and Snit are not the same person. So do you take things from people? I think Walt talked about that today, that you've been around. Absolutely. But you're going to be your own person and be authentic and so on. So in terms of the end game and how he's going to do things, we had some of those discussions. But, you know, we're going to see when, you know, when we get out there. But they're just not the same person, and that's fine. But I'll tell you this, Bobby Cox was great, Snit was great. If he can come close to their success, we'll all be elated.
And that's what we're all going to see, and that's what we're all waiting on. And only time will tell, unfortunately, as the cliche goes, if Walt Weiss is his own man, does his own thing. But so far, so good. Off to a good start in terms of making sure he puts his own imprint on the coaching staff, making all of those hires and some guys that unfortunately were let go from the previous regime. All right, 404-726-0929. Haven't talked any college football today, so let's remedy that, shall we? Joe DeLeon of A to Z Sports, one of our favorites, is going to stop by and break down the initial rankings from the CFP. We'll see how does he feel about Georgia Tech and everything else going on, and then we'll get back to the Falcons conversation as well. Busy final hour coming up on Chris Thomas Tonight. Turtle with you till 10.